FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
In news just in, four Israeli female hostages are now in the custody of the Israel Defense Forces. Karina Ariv, Daniela Gilboa, Nama Levi and Liri Albag are being released in exchange for 200 Palestinian prisoners as part of a temporary ceasefire deal. The soldiers were led onto a podium in Gaza City by Hamas militants as a large crowd of people gathered. Sky's Alistair Bunkall says it's a deliberate move by the militant group.
The four Israeli female hostages flanked by Hamas fighters, their faces covered, in a show of force, a deliberate show of force by Hamas to show Israel they are not defeated.
The IDF soldiers, aged between 19 and 20, had been held captive in the Palestinian territory since Hamas seized them in 2023 during their attack on Israel on October 7. Back home, the KZN Police Chief, Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi, says some police officers neglect basic survival training. He was speaking at the Police Golf Day in Mount Edgecombe yesterday. The initiative aims to raise money for the SAPS Education Trust Fund, which supports the educational needs of children whose police officer parents died in the line of duty. Mkhwanazi urged officers to be cautious when confronting danger.
And we lose them because the basics that have been taught, survival and tactics that they were taught, they're not applying. So I want to encourage members to stay vigilant and make sure that they apply every skill that they were taught the way it's supposed to be applied.
In the US, a jury's been shown footage of rapper A$AP Rocky allegedly firing a gun at his former childhood friend. He arrived in Los Angeles yesterday for the first day of his trial for alleged assault against Terrell Efron in November 2021. His lawyer says he fired blank shots from a starter pistol in order to protect his friend. The hip-hop star, who has two children with singer Rihanna, denies the allegation. And finally, the director of the South African Oscar-nominated film The Last Ranger wants the story to be a wake-up call on the reality of rhino poaching in the country.
People are getting onto news programs about the devastation. You know, I mean, one rhino is killed every 15 hours in South Africa. That's how horrendous it is. And also our anti-poacher rangers are dying, you know, protecting the rhinos. But none of that seems to be really making a difference.
The Last Ranger got a nod in the Best Live-Action Short Film category. The film's director, Cindy Lee, says it was inspired by the true story of Thandi, a rhino in the Gariga Game Reserve that was the first to survive a poaching attack.
So what we do now with this kind of film being nominated for an Oscar is that so many more people get to see our story. And hopefully we can do something to stop this.
Your top story, four Israeli women hostages are now in the custody of the IDF. The soldiers are being released in exchange for 200 Palestinian prisoners as part of a ceasefire deal. Find the latest local and international news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.